The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
All right, so you guys might remember last week, and you know, we go to great lengths. We've gone to great lengths this year to really up the analysis on the show. You know, more player opinion and breakdown, more coaching opinion and breakdown. And we wanted to get on the side of finding out, as far as the handicappers go, you know, what are the keys? What are people saying? How is the line? Where's the line going? But we wanted the best. So he said, who's the best out there? Who's the best around that can bring us up to speed? And we found John Price. Now, John, you see him, Forbes, Huffington Post, and he came on last week, and he said, I guarantee you LSU is going to win this game. I guarantee you. He said, I'm not equivocation, no hesitation on my part. LSU is going to win this game, Sam. And I'll be damned if he wasn't right. SportsInformationTraders.com. John Price is with us. John, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I told you I'd rest the reputation of my company on that plan. By the way, Sam, the audio of you and I is on our website for people in Ann Arbor who did not hear the segment last week. Go to our website, SportsInformationTraders.com. I went across the country. We went on 12 radio stations in America, one in Canada, and I said without a doubt that LSU would win the game outright. But we chose your audio, so you can hear you and I right on our front page at SportsInformationTraders.com. And, you know, here's the situation. We've proven through the Vegas mistake, LSU winning outright, that you want to win day-to-day, but these games are big, and there's so much value when you look at a menu of college football. And when it comes to the underdogs, I feel like as a company, we have the odds makers and the industry in general cornered. This week, tomorrow, we have three more underdog plays that our clients will be on. And today I'm making them available to you for only $79. Give us a call at 866-441-2711 or go to our website, sportsinformationtraders.com. You can hear my audio with Sam last week in case you didn't hear it. And while you're there, sign up. $79 gets you all three plays. Not only will these teams win, I expect these teams to all cover. I think one of them might win outright. I will guarantee we win all three of them. If you sign up today for $79 and any one of those three underdog plays loses, you're going to be with us through Thanksgiving for free. So go to our website, sportsinformationtraders.com right now. Listen to the audio with Sam and I from last week and get on board for $79. This is not a qualifying situation, so you could be betting thousands on a game living in a suburb of Ann Arbor. It doesn't matter. We want you to see the value of our games and our management. So $79 gets you in the door.
All right. So Michigan State, John, this is the backyard brawl, as we call it, a game that most often is very close. But we're talking about a line that's 13.5. What do you make of this year's game?
Scary line when you have two teams that are emotionally connected like Michigan and Michigan State. Usually you don't see a line any higher in that game than 4, 5, or 6. But the reason for that is not just the growth and what's happening well for Michigan, but what's happening with Michigan State. I mean, listen, the last couple of weeks, Shea Patterson has had it good. He's only thrown the ball 34 times between their wins against Notre Dame and Maryland. And that's a testament to that Wolverines offensive line. They're playing their best football right now. And I think that they're going to run right at Michigan State early and often to create opportunities. I usually promote balance for Michigan, but in this particular game, Michigan State's weaker at stopping the run, so you're going to see them bull rush Michigan State up and down the field to set up the pass. For Michigan State, Brian Lewerke and the offense have just not been consistent. They've lost four in a row. They need to try some new looks. When they see Michigan, they feel like it's a game that can pull them out of their doldrums. So I look to see different looks. If you've been watching Michigan State, what's been working is not working. They'll try some new things. In terms of wagering, the Wolverines are rested. They're coming off the bye week. I think it'll be a closer game early on, and eventually Michigan will stretch the lead, win, and cover. So I'm taking Michigan minus 13.5 over Michigan State. Obviously, that's a small favorite play in terms of favorite versus underdog. But the games that my clients will be on tomorrow, the games that I personally will be on tomorrow, three underdog plays. You heard about LSU last week. You heard about Western Kentucky with the Vegas mistake. What we do as a company is put ourselves out there for people to win with us even before they sign up with us. Today is your opportunity. You're going to get all three of our underdog plays that are happening tomorrow. It's only going to cost you $79, and I will guarantee all three of them win. If we go 2-1 and you make money, you're still with us for free through Thanksgiving. We're going to win every single one of those three games, and you're going to be a winner with us at sportsinformationtraders.com. Go to our website, listen to the audio from last week, and sign up. $79 gets you in the door.
All right, sportsinformationtraders.com, 866-441-2711. As always, John, thanks a lot for your time, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right, that was John Price. He was saying he nailed the LSU deal. He was adamant about it. I wound up picking LSU. My rationale for it was Tua coming off the injury.
How'd you close the gap with Steve Clark? Yeah. I did pick three games last week, and that was the one you guys differentiated.
Yeah, I felt like the rust was going to be a factor, and it turned out to be early in the game. And LSU was up 33-13 at the break. Now, of course, Alabama came roaring back, but just too much firepower for the Tigers this year, which is amazing that I'm saying that about LSU, right? Too much firepower for LSU. We got to get to a break. Be back on the other side here. As we get to this break, look, you look outside, suddenly the sidewalks are starting to clear, but this week should serve as a healthy reminder about the need for outstanding equipment when it comes to snow removal. That's where our friends at Bullion Sales and Service come in, located at 8530 North Territorial Road in Dexter. Find them online at weknowtractors.com. Winter is here. So Toro 2-stage snowblower, several models out at Bullion Sales and Service, 8530 North Territorial Road in Dexter. Helps you get the work done quickly. And you can make snow cleanup a breeze with Honda snowblowers. They have one that has the tracks on them. So you can get away from having to put the chains on your wheels, right? Get that good traction and getting that snow taken care of. Simplicity snow blowers as well out at Bullion Sales and Service. Again, a huge variety, and they take it to another level at Bullion Sales by assembling your snow blower for you if you want them to do that, delivering it for you if you need that. They'll even show you how to use it. That's how Bullion treats you like family. Separates themselves from all those box stores out there. Bullion Sales and Service, located 8530 North Territorial Road in Dexter. Find them online at weknowtractors.com. Got to get to a break. Back on the other side here.
Look, Sam.
I do. I see.
We have one last opportunity right now, Sam. One last chance.
Man, we loaded a lot into this segment. I hope you are staying around, paying attention, because caller number 7 is going to join us inside the Golden Bad Blue Victor's Lounge. Caller number 7, 734-998-1050. You'll join us on the corner of Stadium and Main. Get that great food from Dexter's Pub. Great drinks courtesy of our friends at Labatt and O&W. And an outstanding atmosphere inside the tent where we do the Key Bank Countdown and Kickoff. Got to get to a break. Back on the other side here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.